I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As the weather turns warmer and the snow melts away, the attention of many a sportsman is turning toward wetting a line, and the DNR is ready for that. As the trout stocking program is in high gear, we'll talk more about it coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Ward Burton. As a race car driver, I'm an expert at going fast. And as an outdoor enthusiast, I can tell you that's what's happening with our wildlife habitat. They're going fast. That's why I'm a life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Together, we've protected and enhanced 5 million acres of wildlife habitat across North America. Be the future of elk country. Visit elkfoundation.org or call 1-800-CALL-ELK.
Although most of us don't start seriously thinking about trout fishing until around the first part of April, the DNR has been underway with its spring stocking ever since January. Mike Shingleton heads up that program at DNR.
Right after the first of the year, the second, depends on how it falls on the weekend, but yeah, right after the first of the year. We've been able, we had a lot of bad weather and a lot of cancellations as normal in January and February. But every once in a while we'd get a break in the weather and be able to get quite a few stockings completed. So we're right on schedule.
However, during March, the production starts ramping up as the weekly waters start to get ample numbers of trout on a weekly basis. Trout fishing for the put and take is a highly anticipated event. Many of the more popular fishing waters receive heavy pressure in the first day or two after the fish are stocked. Shingleton says they try to guard against that as much as they can.
Over the past 4 or 5 years, we've made a effort to do a lot of more Thursday and Friday stockings, which is fine for monthlies and bi-weeklies. But as you say, on weekly waters, if we haven't hit them by Thursday, then they know we're going to do it Friday.
Yeah.
And it causes a few problems with a lot of people. I mean, they don't have to know that we're stocking. They just know, you know.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally it gets a little crowded and interferes with our stocking occasionally.
Now, while you may think the early bird catches the worm, or in this case the trout, that's not necessarily the case.
If we stock on a Tuesday or Wednesday, by the time somebody gets there Saturday, the stream has had a lot of fishing pressure on it. And a lot of the trout have been caught out. But the ones that are still there have become a little more wary. They're a little more streamwise. And we've just finished up 3 years of tagging trout and watching the catch rates. And every water that we tagged trout in showed at least half of the fish were still there a week to 10 days after we stocked.
And Mike adds that those trout that are not immediately caught will acclimate and begin to start instinctively working in survival mode.
They hang in there and they start moving a little bit, especially the rainbows. They'll move some. And so if we stock on a Tuesday or Wednesday and the fisherman shows up on Saturday, he shouldn't concentrate just where he knows we stocked. He needs to go upstream or downstream, and his techniques may be a little bit different than what they would have been had he been there Tuesday or Wednesday.
The trout stocking list is posted daily after 4 o'clock at wvdnr.gov or on the trout stocking hotline, 558-3399. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.